we're live. Say something, Rich.
What's up? We're live. What's up?
What's up, y'all? My name is Luis from Koenig Wheels, and this is my esteemed colleague,
Rich from Koenig Wheels. What's going on?
And welcome to another beautiful Behind the Wheel podcast.
A little Wheel Wednesday.
Yes, a Wheel Wednesday Wheel podcast. Wednesday, that's right. Mm-hmm. So we have an interesting topic to talk about today because there's been a lot of talk about this, and we figured, even in the office, and we figured we'd bring it up, have a conversation about it because I think it's very interesting and also confusing and weird. And I think it's just something that as a car community or just a Koenig community ourselves, it's something that we're all interested in. So I figured why not deep dive into it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but before we do that, make sure to tune in. Today, because we're going to, right before this, we go live at 2 p.m. where we answer all the questions that you guys wanted to answer. Yes, this is pre-recorded. I apologize. I put it out there. Mm. It's not live. Sorry, guys. But, and also this Friday, we're dropping a piece of content. The Hype is Right, which guess what? Guess who's going to be on it?
Your boy, Mr.
It's my first one. Luis. Dropping knowledge on nothing.
There you go.
I don't know nothing.
We got a couple of cool other special guests with us for The Hype is Right as well.
Yes, we have my boy Tom O'Gorman, mm-hmm. Andy Smedegaard, and of course, Boosted John. It's going to be a hype one.
Yeah,
get hype, bro. It's going to be a good one.
It's a good episode. What's the topic for today?
So the topic, as I said before, is about this vehicle, this gentleman who had a 2022 Hyundai Elantra N. And basically, he got pulled over by a police officer, and the car is completely stock. And unfortunately, he got pulled over and basically got a fine for having a completely stock car because the exhaust was too loud. And he was in sports mode, and it's this big controversy going on where how can he get ticketed and get a fine for a car that's completely stock? You know, so I think before we get into this conversation and kind of deep dive into it a little bit more, I think I kind of want to watch the video because there is video of this dude basically getting pulled over. And like, what did he have, like a cam on his car or something? I don't know.
Dash cam or something.
Dash cam.
Seems, you know, people are not happy with the way the police officer spoke to him and stuff. And the video is just weird.
It's a weird video, man.
Weird.
It's like, and it's a weird power play that the police officer kind of dropped. Intense. So shout out to the YouTube channel Intense where we got this this footage from.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you for getting this footage out to us. But basically, we're gonna watch it first, and then we'll drop our comments on it, and also some of the stuff that we kind of did some research on how to proceed forward or what we think is right and wrong. I mean, at the end of the day, this is our opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you guys have your opinion on it. So don't take it as Bible. But yeah, let's watch this video first, and we'll go from there.
After the clip where I have more information on how it gets even worse.
Why am I getting pulled over?
All right, so we're watching the whole, this is, you know, intense. Mm-hmm.
Right. Hi guys, I'm Motor Officer Kenwright.
Hey officer, how you doing?
Doing okay. Hey, what year is this vehicle?
22.
Why is it backfiring?
It's
making noise.
I know, it's how it comes stock.
Really?
Yeah, you can check under the hood if you'd like.
Oh no, I'll just send you to the state rep, and what they'll do is send you back to the factory to have whatever, is it in track mode?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so what they're going to do here, let me have your license. So what happens, I send you to the state ref.
Uh-huh.
All right, state ref, we're here in California. They're going to suspend your registration.
Okay.
You can't drive the car. You got to go take it to the state ref. They're going to look at it. They're going to send you back to the dealer. The dealer has to remove the track ops that you have to pay for. It's about $4,000. Once that's been done, you go back to the state ref to verify all the track modes have been removed. You cannot drive this on the road with the track mode.
Oh, I can't?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Well, you
officer.
Won't be able to anymore. You've just lost this. You're going to spend about $7,000 on this car right now. Go ahead and get me the registration. I don't need to look under the hood.
Okay.
You can't track rally motor illegal on the road.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Well, it's your money, not mine.
Right, right.
They tell you this at the dealer. If not, you could sue the dealer for the money. Tell them you want your $4,000 or $5,000 back.
Sure, sure. Yeah, they didn't tell me that.
No, I'm sure they did. They're required by law.
Oh, is that so?
You cannot operate track crazy, mode on the road.
I'm sure they did.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, they didn't tell me that.
Well, then I would sue them, all right, for this ticket.
Okay.
You're going to have to get the insurance.
Sure.
Is that, so I think we can kind of
yeah,
start the comma from
right.
Max, you can stop the video. So, all right. So from what I know and from the research that I've done so far is that state ref, mm-hmm. which is something that we don't have in New York.
Right.
You know, a state ref, basically what it is the California Bureau of Automotive Repair. What they do is basically when this cop pulled him over, basically he's going to send him over to a state-appointed inspector.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the state-appointed inspector, what he does is basically determines if whatever violation they were given, it's actually valid. So, for example, this gentleman went to this. Yeah, let me take these off.
Yeah.
This gentleman went to the state ref. And what they did is. So first, I think it's 98 decibels that it's supposed.
95 decibels.
95 for decibels California. For California. That if it goes past this, it is a violation.
Right.
So what this gentleman did is he went to the state ref, and basically when the state ref asked him, what is the loudest mode that this could be in?
Right.
The dude says
sport mode.
Sport mode, which is the N mode, right?
Well, the car should have a sport mode and an N mode, two separate actually.
Okay. Yeah. So
I think he put it in sport mode, not N mode.
So and basically when he did that, it went up to 98 decibels. Right. So he didn't pass. So in his citation that he received, he basically got from the state inspector, he got a non-compliant.
Right.
So this is where he's going to take it to the judge and unfortunately going to lose the case.
But first he went back to his dealership.
And then he went back to the dealership.
They went back to the dealership saying, hey, listen, I got this citation essentially and I'm having issues and my car isn't modified. Can you guys help me out a little bit?
Yep.
So they basically said, we don't really know what we can do, but we'll give you a little piece of paper, a letter saying that it's not a modified vehicle.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So and then basically that was no good for him. That didn't help him out.
Well, so and now this is the conundrum. At the end of the day, there is nothing that this gentleman can do. So his next step was to contact Hyundai.
Right.
And figure out, hey, listen, I bought a stock car. I am driving it in the state.
A new car.
A brand new car.
A new car. Not even just a stock car. A new car.
A brand new car.
Yeah.
Driving it in the state of California. And now all of a sudden he has a $7,000 fine that he's dealing with that he can't do anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's nothing for him to do when it comes to this. So first off, to evaluating the video that I just saw, I just want to say off the bat that the officer was very strong.
Yeah,
he came out very weird and mean.
Listen, this is the way it seemed to me. The way I interpreted his actions were kind of like he wanted to do his job.
Yep.
He wanted to basically enforce the law,
uh-huh.
and he didn't want to have any kind of issues. So he quickly passed the buck to another place, saying, "Listen, it's not me. You got to go to state rep. After state rep, blame your dealership, blame the car company, etc." While he just gives his stuff to the guy and goes on with his day,
yes,
because he doesn't want to have that kind of back and forth.
Yep.
He's saying, "Listen, it's not me. Go talk to these people."
Yep, yep.
And it, you know, the way he was doing, he said that you're gonna have to pay $4,000. Before even trying to say if there's a way for him to get a better resolution with the state ref.
Absolutely.
He was like automatically $4,000. He doesn't know that he doesn't work for the state ref.
Yep, yep.
So, you know, I don't know. But that it seemed like he was just very quick to try to, you know.
Well, and then now thinking about it like this. Now this dude has a brand new car, and according to the officer,
right.
if the car is not compliant and doesn't pass, now his state registration is
suspended,
meaning right. that he cannot drive his brand new stock car any longer, and he did no modifications to it, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me, let's say me as a person who, let's say if I bought, you have a new car.
Yeah.
You know, if they said that to you, what would you do, bro? You'd be like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy. But also, let's put it this way. The guy, the owner of the Hyundai, little younger guy.
Yes.
And, you know, this must be, who knows how many times you've had experience with cops or stuff like that. Maybe this is his first time. Mm-hmm. Probably really scared.
Yes.
You know, like, whoa, I just got this car. It's brand new. And like, you know, I don't know what to do now. This guy's telling me it's going to cost me a bunch of money and I have to follow his, you know, he's the law. I want to follow what he's saying.
Absolutely.
And then realistically, that cop's not giving him the best route.
Yeah.
You know, the best course of actions to take. So now this guy's in a rough situation. He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one's helping him out.
So now we dug a little bit deeper. And now this is just information that we're getting from outside sources. We're not 100% sure that this is what it is. But we went a little bit deeper and we found out that he did reach out to Hyundai. And Hyundai is basically assigned a case lawyer.
Case manager.
Dismissed it in the beginning. Then later on, he gets another case manager who reopens the case and basically says, we're going to help you out the best we can. But throughout the whole process, Hyundai is not helpful in any direction right now.
Right.
They're not willing to help him right now. Usually these type of things, especially when you're doing things in the right way, they get resolved pretty easily. According to what we've learned, is this has happened before with other car brands and it's been respectfully handled faster.
Well, I mean, when you're the manufacturer, whether you make supercars, Lamborghinis, Ferrari, Porsche, whatever it may be, if your car comes with a loud exhaust, you have to assume that the companies have taken the time to comply with all the state regulations so the car is allowed to be on the road. So, you know, Hyundai should say, hey, listen, we followed all your rules and regulations. This car is able to be on the road. And this guy essentially deserves a pass.
Yes.
Because if not, then what they're saying is that everyone who has these cars shouldn't be on the road.
Absolutely.
Which is crazy.
But from, you know, and I'm sure that these type of companies like a Hyundai or Honda, whatever it is, they have a huge compliance department.
Of course.
Meaning that they go through all these tests for it to actually be driven on the road. So I'm sure that if it gets to that point, that they are going to be acquitted of the situation. But the fact is that it's taking so long that's why we're having this conversation. Because at the end of the day, this is where I feel like a company meeting customer, like, you know, it should meet in some capacity. Because at the end of the day, you not responding to someone who is driving your car, who can't drive your car because the state says your car is not suitable to be on the road.
Right.
Your instant reaction should be, hey, this is wrong. This case manager is going to handle it. We're going to be on your side about this situation.
Yep, 100%.
And the fact that he's looked at as the little man, which that's what I feel like. They're looking at this dude like, yo, whatever you're dealing with is a local problem, not a
federal problem or something. Not a like
something
that.
Big, yeah, yeah. So we don't care. You know what I'm saying? Where to me that's wrong. You know, I will say that I feel like in some capacity Hyundai should be a little bit more involved in this situation. And you know, I feel for this dude because even the way that he handled the cop and spoke to the cop, I feel like it was very respectful. Yep. I felt like he was trying his best to be not so aggressive and figure out the right way. And this is what happens when you try to do the right things the right way. You get freaking trashed.
Yeah, I mean, well, the crappy part is that, you know, he was kind of instilled with, like, it seemed to be fear and confusion.
Yes.
You know, and like, no one's going to help him out. But think about this. He's like a younger guy. Yeah. And now he probably got a brand new car that's really nice and frankly pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's sitting at home, not able. He thinks he can't drive it.
Yeah,
the state's right telling now, him he can't drive it. He's walking to work. Who knows what he's doing, man? You know, like damn,
like he's straight up walking to work right now.
Like he's looking at his beautiful car. He saved up money for it to buy, and he's just saying, I can't drive it. But maybe he's walking to work. He sees another Elantra on the road.
Yeah,
and he's like, what? Why is that guy driving? You know, how's that fair? You know, man, that's crazy. But
that's where we're kind of here. Here at this point is like, what is the right steps to do forward? Like I said, I think, but now, wait, and this is another thing that I wanted to talk about. Now, let's say in a different scenario, because he's a younger guy, because it's the first time that he ever got pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? How do you handle that? Let's say if it's a seasoned driver, let's say yourself, you're in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're being sent to the state ref.
Yep.
Well, how would you handle it?
All right. So I'm going to go a little ranty here, a little bit. So I owned a 2020 Hyundai Veloster N, same engine as the Elantra N, and very similar drive modes and stuff like that. I'm very familiar with the cars and how it works and models. My car had a default normal mode. Mm-hmm. It had a eco mode, a sport mode, an N mode, and a custom mode.
Oh, shit.
Five modes it had on that car.
I didn't even know that. Look at that.
Five. And it defaulted to normal every single time. If you left the car in sport mode, you turn the car off and you turn it back on, it goes back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
That was for the Veloster. And I'm pretty sure it's the same way for the Elantra end, though. If I was this guy, now given, you know, I'm a little bit older and I think I have a, you know, different mindset of what I would do, he was probably really scared and confused. I would have took the citation ticket from the cop, went right over to the state rep, said, hey, man, I got a brand new car. It's completely compliant with the laws. I don't know why I got this ticket. It's kind of ridiculous. And I would say, can you just test my car? And I wouldn't say anything about the drive modes. I would have it sent, done in normal mode and probably just pass.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this kid was probably really scared and upset. He probably said to the state rep, listen, it's because I have these different modes in my car that the guy gave me this citation. And, he told me that they had to get rid of the track mode because that's what the cop said. Mm-hmm. He's probably just confused. I wouldn't even mention that stuff, to be honest. But, he doesn't know any better. It's a shame.
Yeah, and I think that's, but like I said, I think it's also down to the situation of understanding that at the end of the day, he should not be going through this.
Right.
I think personally, to me now, me talking personally, I don't think him as a person who just purchased a car, who sits there, thinks that everything as far as compliance and all that, he doesn't have to understand because he's buying a stock car. That means that this car went through all the compliance to be able to be driven on the road.
Right.
Now you're driving on the road and you get pulled over and a cop tells you, hey, the car that you just bought, you cannot drive it because the state of California says that your exhaust is way too loud. Now you have a $7,000 fine and you got to remove the stock situation.
So the funny thing with this whole situation is that they're not gonna waive any of the fees or anything like that until this guy has some kind of proof that he went through a repair to get the car back to be in stock. So this guy's just trying to get a letter saying that whatever was wrong was fixed and now the car is back to being normal, but it's already unmodified. So he's kind of in a perpetual loop of what people are asking for, because they're asking make your car back to stock. But it was never modified.
Yep. So and Max pulled this up because I'm sure he wants this to read. Hyundai and vehicles are sold fully compliant with federal regulations and are legal for sale and street use in the U.S. state. Hyundai is aware of this incident and is working directly with the customer to help resolve it.
Oh, wow. When was it?
Resolve the issue.
I can't read the date. What does it say?
It says October 4th. So this is what?
Wow.
So yeah, like a week ago.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, it's just like the fact that but the problem is, like I said, as a consumer, as a person, like also who sells a product, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things now bringing it back to Koenig, there's a lot of things that we have to comply with when it comes to our product as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we go through all these federal regulations before this thing hits the market.
Yep.
So for example, if this ever were to happen to us, we already have the documentation, we have the processes that it went through so that people cannot argue it. You know what I mean? There's also other places that have TUV and situations like this that we deal with it. And when we sell it over there, it goes through a different process to get there.
Yeah.
You know, well, to be able to be sold.
I think it's tough when it comes down from like a federal regulation to a local state police type of thing or whatever it may be. Because, the laws can change between federal to state. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's just not enough kind of knowledge on some people's ends.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, the cops should know better to say that you got to take out the track mode. It just sounds funny. You just know he doesn't know fully what he's talking about.
Well, and I think and this is just talking out loud here. I think there's also some sort of human decency at this point. At the end of the day, like, I don't know if this kid had $7,000 in his pocket, but I know for a fact if this would happen to me, it would deteriorate a lot of things of my normal day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd be like, yo, how am I gonna get to work?
Mm-hmm.
How am I gonna deal with, picking up, let's say if I have a daughter, picking up my daughter or dealing with certain things like that or whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? The officer literally can care less what the kid went through. He was like, deal with this I think the better thing to do was to give him a warning. Hey, listen, go back to your dealer because this is a problem. You know what I mean?
You're gonna get in trouble for it.
You're gonna get in trouble for it. Don't get it fixed.
Done.
Go get it fixed, whatever it may be. Here's a state ref that can help you out a little bit in figuring it out. No, instead of being a servant, like a public servant.
Yeah.
Instead of being a public servant and being helpful, I feel like he just attacked him.
Right. Well, I think it's wrong that he was just saying the repercussions and the consequences rather than a possible solution.
Absolutely.
You got so much knowledge on it, bud. Tell us the right way to go about it so it doesn't happen again, instead of saying what you're going to have to deal with now that you did something wrong.
And here's
now that something is wrong.
Go deal with it.
Right, exactly. But, you know.
Because apparently, like I said, apparently this is his first violation. You know, the kid's first
violation. Yeah, young kid.
He was 22.
And you could see him driving in the video. It looks like he's going pretty acceptable speeds.
It was like 21 miles an hour he was going. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like he was speeding. You know, which goes to, like I said, when we were speaking about before, state to federal level, you know, we're not a political.
No.
We're not going to talk about politics here. That's not what we're talking about here. But at the end of the day, you know, I think there's just a lot of things going on in California that are kind of tough to deal with, especially when we were talking about this before with largely masked areas. I feel like it's tough to kind of figure out what's going on, especially with the whole EPA being involved and now electric cars being in the situation, and then down to even in New York where we're dealing with a situation where they're going to start installing a software into our cars where if we go into dense populations like Manhattan or whatnot, you know, they're going to start limiting the speed limit. It's going to the system, the GPS system is basically going to slow down our car when we're in these dense areas, you know. Now, I know this is, going a little left field here, but the reason why I feel like it's involved in a small way is because they're hitting us with all these situations right now. Now, do I think it is anything involved with what happened with the stock car? No, I think that's a totally different situation. But I think that the government is coming into the automotive situation without any knowledge of certain things and basically just throwing the book at us and we're not understanding what it is. Right. Where I feel like, I don't know if there needs to be like a master, like something where it's explained that, hey, this is what it is when it comes to automotives. This is what we're going towards. Let's go towards it together. But I think they're just throwing it at us and then we're just confused.
Basically, you have non-car people making rules for people who have cars.
Absolutely.
Like, you know. Like
that's what I meant.
Making the rules for the automotive industry of people who don't have a clue of what it's like. Yeah. But I'm gonna trail back really quick onto the other end of this. So I know this doesn't directly relate with it, but this is something that I fear. Mm-hmm. Something that I fear is that if you hear about the N cars from Hyundai, one of the most praised things about them is their exhaust.
Yeah.
The variable exhaust system. It's incredible. It's gotta be maybe the best sounding four cylinder engine out there. Like I would strongly say that. And you know, now the problem with that is that I feel like if there's going to be an uplift of problems with these cars for regulations and stuff like that, I get scared that the manufacturer, Hyundai themselves, will say like, yeah, this gave us a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Like maybe we shouldn't make this variable exhaust system. And then you lose out on like the best feature of a car because you know, people made us think about it. Right? But, you know, it's a shame because I think it's the best thing about the car. And I worry that we get something cool and we can't have it anymore because people had a problem with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a little thing for me. But I have a fear about that. But it doesn't directly have to do with all this stuff, but just correlation.
No, I like I said, I think it does. You know, at the end of the day, like even down to the brass tacks where the simple fact is that it has like, you know, the 95 decibels and then on its sport mode, it did 98.
Right.
I'm almost 100% sure that if that car was on normal mode,
it would have passed.
As you said, you turn it on and you turn it back on. That's what I know or the research that I've done is the right way that the state inspector should have done it is turned off the car, turned it back on, and that's the normal mode, and that's what you test it on because that's what he's going to be driving on it mostly.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's going to be mostly driving this car on that normal mode.
It's a default setting. So in other words,
default setting.
Yeah, so if you can take the Elantra N and turn it off in sport mode and turn it back on and it's in sport mode still, then you can test it in that state. But that doesn't, I don't believe that's the case with these cars.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if you turn the car off in sport mode and you turn it back on, it's in normal mode by default.
That's what, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so then them testing it in sport mode doesn't really make any sense, at least to the way that we interpreted what we read about the law there.
Yeah.
But that's for California State. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And that's what I mean, like, you know, what we were talking about is I think in some capacity this gentleman was very naive, but it's also unfair in some capacity when you are that naive, let's just say, and the right thing would have been for the inspector to say, hey man, let's put this back on normal mode. Is this the normal mode that you use?
Right,
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It's up to our
discretion.
Decision.
Yeah,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
To do the right thing and say, no, this is the right way to do it. Hey, it passed. Good stuff. let's move forward. But no, I think in some capacity, you know, I'm not going to, I don't know. I'm just kind of just talking out loud here, is there was some incentive when, the, you know, when some of these state inspected refs, you know, or inspectors, when they do get a non-compliance, there's some incentive for that. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Why would he go through that length to make him go to the highest level where his car, you know what I mean? Instead of saying, yo, bring it back to normal mode. No, right. He probably knows it.
Yeah,
he's a mechanic.
Yeah.
He probably knows, no, this is the normal mode. Let's try to do it in this mode. Instead, he checked the non-compliance and that was okay for him. And it shouldn't be okay. You know, well, especially being stock, a stock car.
It sounds like it's kind of just like the perfect storm, you know, like all these events happen to this poor guy who he didn't know what to do better, but take the word of the people he was told to talk to.
Yeah.
And he's getting spun around in circles with no help. So think about this. The cop puts the blame on him and the manufacturer.
Yep.
that's where the cop puts the blame, right?
Yep.
He puts the blame on the kid. They already told you that. They said that already. And, the company knows this, whatever the heck he said. Go to the state ref. Yeah. The kid's scared now. He goes to the state ref. And the state ref, he probably doesn't know any better and probably says something along the lines of, I got this ticket because I have a different modes in my car. And he said it was too loud. And now the dealership has to take out the track mode. Mm-hmm. And then the state ref is like, what? Like what? And he's like, all right, let's see what this other mode sounds like. They test a decibel, it doesn't pass. And he's like, would you look at that? It didn't pass.
Yeah.
But so now this kid's like, damn. So now he's like, go back to the dealership. Then he goes to the dealership and the dealership's like,
had no answers.
Right. This car is stock. Like, what are we talking about here? And he goes, I didn't pass the inspection right now. And they were like, well, these cars are compliant with state law. He's like, oh, we can't do anything more to help you. And he's in that loop forever.
Yep.
And now he's walking to work.
But I think I think to end this conversation, I think the right thing for Hyundai to do, as if I was a consumer of theirs, is to interject and do the right thing. Because at the end of the day, now this is becoming national news. It's becoming viral. Everyone in the car community is talking about what this, you know, what's going on with this in it. And to be honest, I would be fearful to buy a Hyundai from now moving forward because of the situation. What if this happens to me and now all of a sudden a cop tells me I'm $7,000 in the hole?
Right.
That would make me not want to buy a Hyundai.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, they've really got to ask themselves that question. You know, is this small factor for something that we've already dealt with when it comes to testing, compliance and all that? What would it take for me to just put a lawyer onto this, and what would it cost for me to put a lawyer onto this case and deal with the situation against California? Because I tell you this much, I'm not going against California, me, myself alone. Right. You know what I mean? That's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's just one of those situations.
It's funny. You would imagine that Hyundai would have a folder somewhere
Absolutely.
In their records and they just go like pull out the file. They're just like, no, we're good.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, wouldn't you imagine that? That they're 100%. Like, we've been through this. Like, this car is good. And then everyone's like, oh, okay.
And I'm sure that's happened. But now, like I said, it makes you fearful that maybe there is something wrong
with
the
car. Well, they're not doing that as the problem.
Yeah.
They're not coming to rescue this guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm interested into what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
I think, obviously, you know, once we do a podcast the next time, maybe if there is an update, we bring it back up. You know what I mean? But that's how I feel about the situation, man. I think it's one of those situations where it's a scary thing to be on the road nowadays, especially in California.
Yeah, in California. It's a weird one.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's different. Like we've had conversations, it's different here. The fact that his registration is being suspended is weird.
Yeah, that's
we talked about that here.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know? But yeah, my man's walking to work right now, man.
Right.
It's a crazy one.
Yeah. All right. So I guess that's just about it.
You gonna close it out?
I'll close it out.
I'll close it out.
Why not? We got Hype is Right this Friday. Hype is Right this Friday. Tom O'Gorman, Andy Smedegaard, Boosted John, and yours truly, Luis.
We're also gonna be talking about. I just wanted to kind of put it out there of the cars that we're talking about. Sorry. Because I heard Scott talking now, so I was like, couldn't try to listen, so my bad, guys. But anyways, all right, so we're dropping some of our perspectives on the CRX.
Mm-hmm.
On what else did we talk about? The
350Z?
The Z4, but the first generation?
First generation BMW Z4.
The 350Z.
And a Evo 10.
Evo 10.
Yeah,
that's right.
Evo 10. There we go.
So if you guys are interested in what I think of these cars, if they're hype, if they're not hype, if they're just right, come check it out.
It's a fun video.
We drop our feedback on that. And honestly, if you don't know who Andy Smedegaard and Tom O'Gorman are, so there's this event called Grid Life. I know some of you that are going to join us in here already know what Grid Life is. But if you don't know what Grid Life is, basically, it's one of the upcoming, like, largest motorsports event that happens in the United States right now. And there is this class called GLTC, which is Grid Life Touring Cup, which is Time Attack and whatnot. And my man, Tom O'Gorman, just won that whole event.
Mm-hmm.
He's a savage, man. He's one of the fastest people I know. So basically, I know you're going to want to know what he thinks on these cars. And then Boosted John, and then Andy Smedegaard, first, before I go to Boosted John, Andy Smedegaard is basically a legend in the motorsports world. Basically, this man is, so he runs ASM Motorsports. If you don't know who it is, go look it up. He basically helps out a lot of the people in the Grid Life community with their cars and whatnot. Not only that, he's also on track himself, and I think he finished third in GLTC as mm-hmm. well, which these guys are just basically taking over that whole thing.
They're just tag teaming the whole thing.
And make sure to have a drink every time you hear me say basically, because I just said it like 8,000 times, because you know I'm thinking of these things.
They got a fleet of SU-1000s.
Oh bro, they're gangsters.
Yeah.
And then Booster John, he has
YouTube channel.
A YouTube channel, an automotive YouTube channel. He was just working
on... That's Tom doing a shoey. You saw that?
He's gangster, bro.
Doing a shoey.
That's nasty.
That's a little nasty. That's a huge shoe, it looks like.
That's disgusting.
Oh, anyways, man.
If you're watching this, Tom, sorry, but that is nasty. All right. So, Boosted John, he runs a YouTube automotive YouTube channel. Go check him out. He's dope. You know, he runs our wheels as well. And yeah, man. That Hype is Right episode is going to be fire.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, thank you guys for tuning in. Drop some comments and let us know what you think about the situation. How they can move forward with this whole thing. I think it's a crazy thing to deal with. I would be completely scared if I was in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be completely like not know what to do. To have to face a whole state over a car that you just wanted to buy.
Yeah.
I think it's a tough situation, you know. But yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. You have a great one. We love y'all. Peace.